With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Kamala Harris is calling for an end to the Senate filibuster to allow Democrats to pass a law to codify legalized abortion.
Democrats have tried and failed in recent years to end the filibuster. Since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, Democrats, including President Biden, have suggested carving out an exception that would allow abortion protections to be passed without the filibuster. But that strategy could backfire for Harris and her party. Republicans appear poised to reclaim control of the Senate in November, meaning a relaxed filibuster rule would allow them to move their own legislation through the chamber with a simple majority vote. Bob Agner reporting.
Outgoing West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin says he will not endorse Kamala Harris for president after she said she would change Senate rules for abortion. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Helene could be a Category 3 hurricane before it makes landfall sometime Thursday night in Florida. Helene's expected to intensify over the eastern Gulf of Mexico and become a hurricane today. Also at SRNNews.com, Thursday, October 3rd, the group Focus on the Family's annual Bring Your Bible to School Day will expand in scope to also include businesses nationwide. Spokesman Emerson Collins explains October 3rd will now be known as Bring Your Bible Day.
In our country, religious persecution is not as prominent because of the rights that we have under the First Amendment, which is definitely something worth celebrating for Bring Your Bible Day. That's definitely a piece of it. But we have lots of stories of teachers who are unaware of these First Amendment rights, who confiscate Bibles from students, or certain policies in the workplace about speaking about your faith. However, we are protected under our First Amendment rights to share the good news of Jesus in our places of work, in our schools.
Focus on the Family's efforts will be bolstered by the Christian nonprofit legal association Alliance Defending Freedom if any schools or businesses interfere with the exercising of religious freedom. This is SRN News. An NFL Hall of Famer takes on Kamala Harris.
Former coach Tony Dungy has a problem with the vice president's assertion that, quote, one does not have to abandon their faith to support abortion. Writing on X, Dungy asks Harris, quote, exactly what faith are you talking about? Are you talking about Christianity or some nebulous general faith that says we're good enough and smart enough to make our own decisions? The vice president identifies as a Christian and attends a Baptist church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite some of the worst persecution in the world, the church in Iran is the fastest growing anywhere. That's the conclusion of many Christian analysts and religious freedom experts. International Christian Concern says house church movements have begun all over Iran, providing deep fellowship that's helped many Iranian believers to remain firm in their faith amid great persecution. It's unclear exactly how many Christians there are in Iran, but estimates run as high as 1 million. This is SRN News. A statue of music legend Johnny Cash is installed in the U.S. Capitol. More details from Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Over 100 members of the Cash family attended the Tuesday unveiling of a statue of musician Johnny Cash in the U.S. Capitol's National Statuary Hall. House Speaker Mike Johnson said at the ceremony that the so-called Man in Black is the first musician to be honored with a statue in the Capitol. Johnson also said that Cash embodied the American spirit with a story of redemption, struggle, and pressing ahead. The bronze statue showed Cash looking down with a guitar across his back and a Bible in his hand. Arkansas leaders chose Cash and civil rights leader Daisy Bates to replace previous statues that represented the state in the hall for over a century. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Coca-Cola is dropping its new spiced flavor just 6 months after its debut. The company did not give a reason for the move, but did say it's looking to introduce a new flavor next year. More details at SRNNews.com.